never feel sad or neglected. I'm thankful for what I may own, a book where the truth is reflected makes a palace of my humble home. The Bible my mother left for me, my treasure it always will be, though it's threadbare and worn since the day I was born. It's been such a comfort to me. At night when I'm all alone, I pray that he'll guide my footsteps each day. And I picture the grace of her sweet smiling face in the Bible my mother left for me. You know, this generation we live in gets harder to understand every day. I see kids popping pills, smoking pot, getting stoned. They think it's the way. Others go for liquor like their parents did before. It's Alcoholics Anonymous, that's where they're headed for. Then there's the wayward one who couldn't stay at home, lost and forsaken, don't know where they're going. Others find their kicks in pornography, in selling their body for pleasure and profits, while their souls cry, stop it, stop it. Then there's the wayward one and the gambler who doesn't win, his family in despair while he rolls the dice again. The rich man who had all he needs, say the headlines, just committed suicide. Yes, he had everything, wealth, possessions, fame, but no peace inside. You know, I cry for each and every one with love and charity, and wonder if their lives would different be if their mothers left them a Bible like the Bible my mother left for me. The Bible my mother left for me, my treasure it always will be, though it's threadbare and worn since the day I was born. It's been such a comfort to me. At night when I'm all alone, I pray that he'll guide my footsteps each day. And I picture the grace of her sweet smiling face in the Bible my mother left for me. And I picture the grace of her sweet smiling face in the Bible my mother loved for